In the Early Hours Before by Miss Synth, read by Hananobira. Without the mask, Bruce looks naked as he sits in front of the main console down in the cave. His dark hair sticks out all over the place, a nasty case of cowl hair if Dick's ever seen one, and even from the far side of the cave by the changing areas, Dick can see the way that Bruce's thick eyebrows downturn to match the frown on the other man's face as he looks at the big display in front of his face. He looks tired and a little washed out underneath the lights beaming down at the console, a real person as opposed to a grim presence in Gotham's nightlife. To Dick, the reminder of Bruce's humanity is more than a little bit charming. "Your mouth is going to stick like that if you keep making that face," Dick points out with a smile as he comes to stand at Bruce's side. He rests one hand on Bruce's shoulder, palm curving over the armor that broadens his shoulders even further, and then rests a large amount of his weight on the great big chair. Bruce doesn't take the hint.
"Despite both you and Alfred telling me that, it hasn't happened yet,"
Bruce murmurs, his voice dry. He leans back in that great chair, eyebrows raised as he glances up at Dick.
"Unless you've noticed something."
Bruce trails off delicately, expectation clear on his face. It takes Dick a second to realize that Bruce is, in his own way, teasing him a bit. He smiles and then reaches out to ruffle Bruce's hair, where it sticks up all over the place from being trapped underneath a sweltering cowl all night. "I don't know, Bruce," Dick says as he tugs at a bit of gray at Bruce's temples, where the hair there has grown overlong due to Bruce's focus on his latest series of cases. He moves from toying with Bruce's hair with one hand to touching the side of the older man's mouth, right next to where the faintest of frown lines appears in Bruce's skin. "I might need to get a closer look, just to be sure." That's Bruce's cue to ease back in his chair and turn his attention fully away from the console. Whatever program he's running, whatever case he's currently chasing, all of it gets put to the side for Dick. Bruce's smile is small, but in no way less genuine than Dick's own. When Dick moves to slip into his lap, Bruce reaches for him and holds his hips with fingers still hidden behind heavy black gauntlets. "Ah, there's a smile," Dick says with a teasing look to his voice as he slides into Bruce's lap as if he belongs there, knees bracketing Bruce's thick thighs on both sides. He loops his arms around Bruce's neck, unkempt fingernails scratching lightly at the nape, where a series of raised scars rest just barely hidden underneath his hair. "I knew you could do it."
"I can kick you off my lap at any time,"
Bruce says, tilting his head back when Dick tugs lightly at his hair. Dick snorts with laughter. "Sure, big guy," he says, as Bruce's thumbs start to trace circles over his hips. "I'd really like to see you try